Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith. I hope you're going to enjoy the next hour of bluegrass music with me. We've got a different theme tune playing for the start of the show. This is one called Mystery Creek that I wrote about in the mid-1990s and recorded with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and there's some good fun playing going on in that tune. Well, we've got an interesting program lined up for you. We're going to hear from Larry Sparks. We're going to hear from Kristen Scott Benson. I've got an interview that I did with the great Australian band Bluegrass Parkway. We did the interview at Kiwigrass Festival that was just earlier this year, and I think you're going to enjoy me talking to Paul Duff there and talking about the band and what they do and how they do it. Listen up and enjoy Back Porch Bluegrass. May as well hear the rest of the tune, eh? Mystery Creek. Hope you enjoyed that. It was always good fun to play with that little transition between the each of the instruments there, or hammering on the A note there. We got to listen to Larry Sparks. I don't know if we've had much Larry Sparks on the program, but this is from an album called Almost Home, and Larry sounds as good as he ever did. He took the place, really, of Carter Stanley. He sang with the Stanley Brothers, and then as Carter got sick and then eventually passed, Larry eventually took over from Carter and did a fine job. He captured the nuances of the Stanley Brothers sound and did a fine job. And, of course, with his own band, he carried on, has a wonderful reputation for being part of the soul of bluegrass music. On this album, he's helped out with Jeff Brown singing tenor. Larry plays guitar and does all the lead vocals. Larry D. Sparks, I think that's his son, plays acoustic bass. Ron Stewart plays fiddle. Carl Bergeron mandolin. Tyler Mullins on banjo. And I've selected a couple of tracks. Almost Home, the title track for the album, and then Blue Mountain Melody. Here's Larry Sparks.
Daybreak on the mountain and the sunlight melts the morning mist away. Sitting in an old chair on the front porch, rocking in a brand new day. Honeysuckle fragrance drifting sweetly in the breeze, and in the pines the bluebirds sing good morning melodies. So many times I've been here in my mind since I've been gone, makes me feel like I'm almost home. City life that called me told this wide-eyed mountain boy to run away. But the world I left behind me was the one I kept longing for each day. I told Mom and Daddy I'd be coming back again. The years slipped away like all my promises to them. So many of my loved ones have left this world and gone. Makes me feel like I'm almost home.
Thank you.
come out to shine. Sitting on the front porch with a thousand mountain memories on my mind. I grew up in this cabin that he built here in the trees. I had to go so far before the truth came home to me. Home is where the heart is and my journey's been so long. Tonight I feel I'm almost home.
Sparks there, Blue Mountain Memories, great sound. Really enjoyed those two tracks, and we might hear a little bit more from Larry in later programs. I really enjoyed that. We're going to hear from Kristen Scott Benson now. She's lately been in the Grascals, but this is an album taken from some 11 years ago, and she's playing a lot of fine banjo on it, and she has some friends helping her out, of course, a whole list of friends. Kristen obviously doesn't like singing all that much. She does a little bit of harmony on a couple of the songs, but man, has she got some great singers, and she backs them up beautifully. We're going to hear a song called Imagine That, where the lead vocals taken by Mickey Harris and Sally Jones. And then we're going to hear Kristen, that great tune on banjo, bugle called Rag, and she does a fine version of that.
Again with me, oh Lord, I wish I
Kristen Scott Benson with Bugle Call Rag. Hope you enjoyed that version. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're the big music store at Anglesey Street in Hamilton. And if you go in and see the friendly people there, they'll help you out with all your music-type questions. They'll be able to provide you with anything from a Cort to a Martin guitar or a Deering banjo perhaps, or a mandolin and violins. They got more ukuleles than you've ever seen before, as well as all the accessories that go with them, and the friendly staff, all musicians. They all know how to help you, and Shearer's is a place to go. And they've been supporting local music in Hamilton for some 50 years, and they certainly care for the people of Hamilton. Go in and see them and tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be delighted to know that their sponsorship's going somewhere. Big shout out to all the people on the Access Radio stations listening all around New Zealand. The show is first aired on Free FM 89.0. Hamilton on the Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, and then subsequently on Access Radio stations all around New Zealand, including Raglan Community, Plains FM Christchurch, Arrow FM Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Coast Access Radio in the Kapiti area, and also on Access Radio stations in Canada, CFBX and Voice of Bombay, and Bluegrass Planet Radio. So lots of people get to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and seems like many of you enjoy my take on bluegrass music. It's all played from my collection, and I just sort of go through and decide what to play and come up with some real beauties every now and then. I'm always intrigued by how much good music there is sitting on my shelves at home. And thanks, a big shout out to Trey Wills. He sent me a real nice letter saying he enjoys the program. So thanks very much, Trey. We're going to hear an interview that I took with Paul Duff of Bluegrass Parkway at the Kiwigrass Festival we had in February this year, and I hope you're going to enjoy that. Well, I'm out at the Kiwigrass Festival, and I am absolutely delighted to be talking to Paul Duff from Bluegrass Parkway, who are visiting Hamilton, New Zealand for the very first time. And Paul, I am delighted to have you here.
Well, not as delighted as we are to be here, Paul. It's an honour, especially for the first, the inaugural Kiwigrass Bluegrass Festival. A country's got its first bluegrass festival. It's wonderful.
I've got a feeling this will sort of go down in the annals of festivals.
Look, you know, you can tell already it's going to be such a success by the amount of people here, the way everybody's enjoying themselves, the setting. It's going to keep going for sure.
I've visited a couple of the festivals in Australia, in the Mountain Grass a couple of times, and Redlands a couple of times, and I know Dorigo, and I know you have other great festivals over there, and that's where I've seen you guys play.
Yes, that's right. And on ships.
And on ships, yes. We've been on bluegrass cruises.
They're very tough, the old bluegrass cruise.
And always Bluegrass Parkway, you've got a lovely relationship with the audience, and that's exactly what's happened here. In fact, as you've noticed, I've got my family who've attended, and I made them all watch Bluegrass Parkway. I said, you got to see Bluegrass Parkway.
I sincerely apologise to them.
You do a wonderful show, excellent music. You get played in my show, I won't say often because no one gets played often, but frequently. The listeners are very used to having Bluegrass Parkway on the show, and I told them a little bit about just how you do things. How do you go when, first off, four of you live in Western Australia and one lives
in
Canberra.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, look, we'd started off as a four-piece band, and we had started the band in 1987, so this, actually, a week ago today, no, that was the New Zealand, we're 32 years we have been playing.
Continuously playing.
Yeah, and Maria and I started the band, and Mick, the banjo player, joined the band about 7 or 8 months later.
Right.
And he is still with the band, and we've gone through a few guitar players.
Yes.
But the first time we went over east to play was to then the Harrietville Bluegrass Band as a four-piece. And a couple of years later, we played at the National Folk Festival in Canberra as a four-piece. And we'd heard a lot, and we'd seen Donal Baylor playing with the Dancehall Racketeers and the Baylor Brothers, and very much admired his playing. And lo and behold, he came up to us and said, "Would you like a fiddle player? I'd really like to play with him." And we looked at each other and said, "Are you kidding?" Yeah. You know, and that was 2001. And Donal's first show with us was at the Auckland Folk Festival in 2001 with Donal in the band. Yes. And that's 18 years ago last weekend.
Wow.
And he's been with the band
ever since. So you just communicate by...
Well, what we do is we have...
Technology?
Yes, we do. And it's a lot of back and forth about, you know, material we're going to do. Donal is such a well-researched player. The thing that we really like to do is follow the traditional style of bluegrass. And if we're doing a Monroe song, then, you know, Donal is the type of player we'll go, "Well, this was a Kenny Baker song." Mm. And he'll play Kenny Baker style. Maybe this was a Chubby Wise. He'll do a bit of Chubby, you know. And he is such an asset and a great guy. And so we're really lucky. But we'll, you know, we'll call each other, we'll email, we'll send audio clips back and forth. But what often happens... when you're doing twin fiddles, when Maria also plays fiddle, and when we get the chance we do that, that's the type of thing you need to be with the person.
Yes.
So quite often, they're both so skilled, you know, they'll often send music back and forth, and they'll know the piece, and then they'll get together before we go out on the road, we'll meet up somewhere, or before we play, and they lock in and really start getting that twin fiddle thing happening before we perform.
Yes.
So it's extra work, but worth every cent of effort. Have Donal in the band.
He fits so well. And,
he does. And it's what he loves. I mean, he really enjoys that traditional style with those players.
Sounds absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, looking at your material and listening to the songs you played this weekend, you are getting deeper into into catalogues. B-sides of the singles, aren't you?
You know, there is so much fabulous stuff out there, you know, that when you really look... Monroe was so prolific. You know, I'm very lucky in that I've become very close friends with Mike Compton.
Oh, yes.
And he's played with the band many times. And Mike was telling me that he got Tom Ewing, who has written about, was Bill Monroe's guitar player for 10 years, in the last 10 years of Bill's career. And there's all of these stories. Tom had a lot of stories about material. And one of the stories was that he had a suitcase full of cassettes of tunes that Bill Monroe had written while they were just on the bus going somewhere to a festival, and Bill was sitting there writing tunes out of his head, and someone decided to start recording them. This is a suitcase full of cassettes. And John Hartford had it. And John Hartford passed a lot of it on to Mike, and Mike has been working through it. So that shows you how much material this man created.
Yeah,
so when you look at his recorded stuff, there are all the obvious tunes, there are all the obvious songs, and they're great, they're wonderful. Mm. But it's so refreshing to play stuff, you know, as an audience member, to hear a band come up and go, "Wow, I've never heard that," or "Gee, I've only heard that in one or two times," and these guys are playing it. You know, something like "My Old Kentucky and You."
Yeah. That was
really
obscure. That was
nice. Yes, and it's a 1972.
Wow.
And it was on a single with "Lonesome Moonlight Waltz" was the other side. Oh, it was actually an A side.
Yes.
And "Lonesome Moonlight Waltz" was the B side.
Yeah.
And I've got that 45 at home.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's a great song. So we made that the title track of our album, because it's obscure and it's a great song though.
Yeah.
It's just such fun.
Yeah, you know? Excellent. Excellent. Now, when you're playing in Australia, you play festivals and they're a good place to get to an audience, but do you do gigs quite other than bluegrass festivals where you're not playing to a bluegrass audience?
We do. We played for many years. When you're using a single microphone, they don't work in noisy pubs because you've got to have them so sensitive. So we would do a lot of concert situations. So we tend to play and present a show. We like to do a show, you know, because something that we noticed early on when we decided to go single microphone and where the suits was, in those old days, people got a visual as well as the musical side of thing. And we thought really that the show part of it is missing. People, you know, single microphone, people are watching you, people moving around and getting up to the mic for their break and then pulling back, and all that stuff creates interest. And we thought that would be a real asset to have. So we tend to do a concert situation kind of show. And there are lots of places you can play where it's like that. You know, there are council shows, you can run your own concerts, there are, you become part of concerts, and of course festivals. Lately we've played a few bars around Perth that just, we would really admire them because they're actually trying something different. You know, there's one particular bar where you can't play there unless your music falls between 1920 and 1970.
Oh, that's
and
quite
it's the
cool.
tiniest little bar. And it's really hard in terms of getting the mic to work. Yeah. But we do it because the guy's really making an effort.
Yeah.
You know? So we're playing more in some various places. But, yeah, it tends to be a concert situation for us.
Yes.
Works better. Okay. And we also like, we have a lot of aspects in terms of the humour aspect to our band. We think that what's between the songs is just as important as
Absolutely.
The song. You know, you've got to create a few characters in your band and
which
play
you
with
guys
it.
Do. You know. Yeah, absolutely brilliantly. So with the personas that you have in your band,
yes.
and especially on a weekend like this where people see you play two or three different times, and yeah, you develop a liking, you pick on Fabio, and Mick O'Neill, the banjo player, people think that you give Maria a hard time, which I realise is not quite...
Total payback. She is the boss of the show. I tell people, people say, it must be hard for you, one woman with four guys travelling around. It's barely a fair fight. She's from Kentucky.
Everyone has loved that accent, the stuff that you do. I know I was talking to my son, Tim, our bass player, like that, and he says, so cool listening to them. You know, what they say between what Paul Duff says and how they respond and everything. Yeah, it's really good.
Well, like a lot of people, you know, they're just natural things. They're natural things that have...
Well, I'm talking to Paul Duff of Bluegrass Parkway, and it's time for me to play a track from one of their albums, and I've chosen the album A Girl from the South, and in fact I'm going to play that tune, which is words and tunes Paul has written, and it's all about his wife Maria, who comes from the South. She comes from Kentucky, and it's a great song, and I'd like you to listen to it.
Photographs hidden in an old wooden chest, and pictures in frames on the wall. Memories tied up in her furniture, but she can still hear her southern home call. The faces of family call out to her from a home where the poplar tree stands. She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the South, far away in a great southern land. Will she ever how she'll stay, and close by her side I will stand. She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the South, far away in a great southern land. Thank you. summer is like nothing she's seen, and the winter holds no chance of snow. The trees show no color in the month of the fall, and I know where her heart longs to go. Someday she'll return to her old family place, and I will go with her to see where those pictures were taken that I've stared at for years. The South has become part of me. Will she ever return?
Will she ever return to her own family home?
To the house where her memory,
house where her memories
and a childhood
belong.
I know she's still sobbing, and that's how she'll stay. And close by her side I will stand.
She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the South, far away in a great southern land. She's a child of the bluegrass, a girl from the South, far away in a great southern land.
Yeah, so we have, you know, it really just, that started really naturally. We didn't sit down and say, like, we've got to create these characters. And really, what happened was, when one of the things we other noted the most about people who have a mic each is quite often you talk over each other. And quite often you interrupt the audience when they're applauding for you. And it really, it's hard for the audience to follow. So if you can just have one loudmouth, smart aleck, doing that part, and that's my job. And it's interesting how over the years you can construct characters, but ours have just naturally occurred. And Mick is short, you know, and he's fabulous with sound, and he's got this lovely long flowing hair, and you know, he did get
a very friendly face,
a tiny guy, and he's the big bass voice in the whole quartet, but he did get two offers of marriage in one little set of selling CDs at the Auckland Folk Festival. So from that day on, we knew him as Fabio, you know, and that just grew, and we had fun with it. And you know, Maria has got everything organized, everything in its place, and she is a character. And that girl, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
And she has got a loud voice. Yeah. But she, you know, Peter Rowan once said, we did a gig with him, and he said, you know, you really remind me of Kitty Wells. Your hair is the same. You sing like her. You know that it's none of this sort of soft, whispery stuff.
No.
It's Kitty Wells, it's belted out.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That old school kind of stuff. And that's what she does.
Yes.
You know, that's her thing.
Yeah. And the title of the song you do in G.
Dark as the Night.
Dark as
the
Night. Oh, I'm thinking, I wonder if Pam could ever go at that. It's such a good song.
It's funny, you know, because she gave that. We found that song because we were looking for stuff, material for Maria. I'm always looking for material for the singers, you know. And I found that song, and I thought, this is a great song. It's one of those ones, obscure, no one does it, classic Monroe song. It's a twin fiddle song,
you know. Yes.
And I thought, okay, well, I could sing it, but you know what, Maria singing this would be really something. And then when she got on it, she just got angry at it, you know.
She's absolutely bought into it.
Yeah, she has created this whole thing that goes with this song now.
Yeah.
And people, she's singing it. This is the first time it's ever happened. We were singing it the first night here.
Yeah.
And she sang the first verse, and then we go into the breaks. And while they were doing the breaks, people are applauding her singing.
Yes, yes.
It's never happened before.
Oh,
you know?
Is that right?
No, it's great.
It was
wonderful.
So good.
Yeah, she's powerful.
So,
she stands about, what, 3 or 4 kilometres back from the microphone.
Yes, it stands out, and you think, this is serious stuff.
She gets all Kentucky on it.
I don't want to talk to her afterwards.
She's such a delightful person. She's an amazing musician.
Paul, your playing this weekend has been an absolute treat. And it just enhances any opportunities I take to play your music. I'll put some tracks around this.
Thank
and it's
you
going
very
to be
much.
Great.
Well, we've enjoyed being here a huge amount. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm talking to Paul Duff of Bluegrass Parkway here at the Kiwi Grass Festival. We're delighted to have them visit from their home in Fremantle, Western Australia. And I've selected another track from one of their albums. This is from the Bluegrass Parkway Southern Flavour album, and it's a tune called Sunny Side of the Mountain. Wayne Perry gets to sing lead in it, and Mick O'Neill does a great banjo kickoff.
Rippling waters fall. Rippling waters fall.